I'm going to give you what God has given me. Amen. And when he's finished, I'm going to sit down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to come from 1 Thessalonians today, chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 16 through 18, but I'm going to read each one. Amen. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and I'm sure the King James Version will be on the screen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. The King James Version says, rejoice evermore. The New Living Translation says, always be joyful. Always be joyful. Now, how is that possible? How can we always be joyful? Amen. But the Word of God is telling us that we're not only to be joyful in happy times, but in times of sorrow. Amen. We as Christians can rejoice always because our joy isn't based in circumstances, but it is based in God. Circumstances change, but God doesn't. So, Lord God, whatever you've allowed to come to my door, Father God, I thank you. Because in the midst of it all, God, you're faithful. You are good at being God. He doesn't need my help. Amen. So we have to be joyful. Always be joyful. Things may not be right at home. Things may not be right in the workplace. Things may not be right in your friendships. But the Lord says to always be joyful because he is our constant. Our God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's come to give us this word today to tell us that regardless of who sits in the governor's seat, on the school board seat, and whatever amendments or whatever is on the ballots this year, God says to be joyful because he is God all by himself. And he said that we would keep our minds stayed on him. He would keep us in perfect peace. And it's so hard for people to do that. That is a principle that God has left in his word. He says, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. And that doesn't mean that he's fixing everything, but he's letting us know that if we keep our mind stayed on him, that regardless of what's going on, he will give us peace. He will give us peace in the midst of chaos. He will give us peace in the midst of confusion that's running rampant in the land. He will give you peace even as you're watching the news. Because no matter what is going on in this world, we know that God is sovereign. God does not make mistakes. So that's what he's saying to us. Always be joyful. Always be joyful. As Elder Phyllis said, we went out, and Sister Keisha said, we went out to the Holy Land Experience yesterday, and it was absolutely amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Amen. And it was such a blessing just to be there. And I said, God, I thank you that even though it was on the cool side, amen, but it's like, God, if it was hot, we would be complaining. So thank you for the breeze. Amen. But we have to learn to be thankful whatever, wherever we find ourselves in. Paul says, whatever state I find myself in, I'm content. Because this is what God, this is the place that God has me. This is the season that God has me at in this point in my life. So God, I thank you. I thank you for the wilderness experience. I thank you, Lord God, when I'm in the valley and I can't seem to see my way out. I thank you, Lord God, because you said that all I have to do is to look into the hills from whence cometh my help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth. It says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. So that's why we can be joyful. Regardless of the diagnosis, we can be joyful. Regardless of what the court is saying, we can be joyful. Regardless of what our bank account is saying to us, we can be joyful because, God, we know that you're sovereign, that you're sovereign, God. And, God, if you allow this to come to my door, then you have equipped me to handle it. And the Lord is saying that, and even with that, he's like, God is saying, I am with you. I am with you all the time. I never leave you, nor do I forsake you. So even when you seem like you're in a dry season, God says, I'm in that dry season with you. If you just look to the hills, I will send that time of refreshing that can only come from his presence. Always be joyful, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of how you're feeling today. God, I thank you that I'm able to come into the house of the Lord feet hurting, knees hurting, whatever the case may be, God, I thank you that I'm here. My hip is hurting, but God, I thank you that I'm here in the land of the living. And God, I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to give you glory. I'm going to give you honor. I'm not going to magnify my situation, but God, I want you to be magnified today. And when we give God thanks, and we give God thanks in the midst of our circumstances, that gives God, that magnifies God. And when the praises go up, the blessings come down. You want to experience the manifest presence of God? Start sending up some praise. God says he desires to inhabit the praises of his people. So all we have to do is just tell God, thank you. Just thank you, Lord God, for whatever is going on in my life right now. God, I thank you. It's not all going as the way I desire it to or the way my flesh wants it to be. But God, I thank you. I thank you that you are yet here with me. I thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit that's resting and ruling inside of me. I thank you, Lord God, that you are my joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So no matter what mountain that you're facing, that's why the Lord says you can speak to that mountain and tell it to be removed, because God is sovereign. God is sovereign. Amen. And we can, our circumstances change, but our God doesn't. So God, regardless of what's going on in my life right now, I will offer praise unto you. I will be thankful at all times. David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. So if I'm offering up praises unto God, I don't have time to murmur and complain and to grumble, because my mouth is filled with the praises of the Lord. Amen. And that's what God is telling us. That's where the victory is at. But so often we agree with what we see occurring, and we agree with that report, and we agree with whatever this bank statement says. But God says that he's going to meet all of my needs. Not some of them. He says, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory. So God, regardless of what my bank account is saying, God, you're going to meet my needs. He's going to meet our needs spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and our health if we trust him. But can you praise God in the midst of the storm? Can you praise God when it seems like your back is embedded in the wall? Amen. Can you praise God regardless? And we heard that song this morning. Even when we don't see it, God is still working. God is still working, because he says, my word does not return unto me void. It's going to prosper where I have sent it. So when we release the word of God into the atmosphere, heaven backs it up. You may not see the instant of it, but heaven is backing up the word of God, and it's going to come to pass. But what word is in your mouth today? Is it a word of thanks or a word of complaint? Amen. So that was verse 16. Verse 17 says, never stop praying. King James Version says, pray without ceasing. How do we pray without ceasing? We should be continuously connected to God wherever we are. Sitting at work, our spirit is connected to God, and we can send up words to him. And prayer is not about verbal communication all the time. Because if you're at work, you can't sit there and pray. If Elder Phyllis is checking in a patient, she can't sit there and pray openly, but she can be praying in her spirit. Amen. Women standing at home washing dishes, you can be connected to God. Because, you know, we can't close our eyes without ceasing. We can't always fold our hands without ceasing, because these are just customs of our prayer posture. But pray without ceasing is staying in constant communication with God. Constant communication with God. As I'm walking through my house, as I'm driving on the highway, as I'm walking through the store, as I'm at work sitting at my desk, staying in constant fellowship with the Lord, having an ongoing conversation with him throughout the day. And that's what God is saying, because he knew the business of life. So he says, I've already made a way for it. And we wonder why we're not getting to the place that God would have us to be at, because we're not praying. We're not taking the time, even when we're cutting the lawn or washing the car. We're not staying in communication with God. And then we're wondering why change is not happening in our lives. And God is saying, I've already given you the principle, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. So whatever the task at hand is, you can still be talking to the Lord while you're doing your daily task of the day. But we get so consumed with what's going on, and we get so distracted that we miss out on those opportunities to talk with God. But God is saying, I need you to pray without ceasing. Prayer is communication with God, and we can live each minute of the day in a constant flowing conversation with Him. That regardless, I'm sitting in a meeting and I am still connected to God and I'm still talking to Him and I'm praying and interceding for others at that time. Amen. Because it's not just about what I need. We're here to pray for one another, to be helpers one to another. So that's why the gifts are in the body, to edify one another. Amen. So the place where you pray is not important, but the posture of your heart. God is looking for a heart that's submitted to Him. God is looking for a heart that says, I can't make it without you, Jesus. Amen. So God is saying, you want victory in your life? Pray without ceasing. Because we give too much credit to the adversary. Our God is the one that sits on the throne. God's eyes is the only eyes that can go to and fro throughout the earth. The enemy can only be in one place at one time, but God is everywhere all the time. So while I'm going through, He sees me. Sister Sandra's at home, He sees her. He sees us all at the same time, and He doesn't get us mixed up. Amen. So the Lord is saying, pray without ceasing. And we face seasons, and sometimes you get into that season, and you feel as though you just can't pray. But you know what? You can still call on the name of Jesus, because there is power in the name. And if you have a prayer language, that's when the Holy Spirit rises up and speaks and makes intercession on your behalf. So if you don't have your prayer language yet, don't be discouraged and don't be despondent. God will bless you with it. Just continue to seek His face. Amen. But never position yourself in a place that you can't pray. Never allow yourself to get that low that you can't cry out to God. When you see that your triggers are being pushed, amen, Lord God, I feel the anger coming on. I feel the depression coming on. And God, I'm crying out to you now. Have that, because that's what prayer does. Prayer is a stronghold for us. Amen. And God is saying, this is a weapon that I have given you, that you may can't travel to the Bahamas and help that person, but you can send prayer to the Bahamas. Prayer is powerful. Prayer can go where we can't physically go all the time. But if we keep our mouths shut and we don't pray and we're not interceding, how do we expect to see a move of God? How do we give God free reign in our families, in our marriages, with our children, if we don't take the time to pray? There is nothing so important in our lives that we can't carve out time for prayer. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Now the Lord is saying, that was Daniel. Now I'm calling you to pray without ceasing, because we're living in the last days. We know that that Jesus' return is soon. We can't afford not to pray. We can't afford not to pray. So if that means you need to get up a little earlier, then get up a little earlier. God will redeem the time for you. He'll restore your rest and your strength. But God is saying, I need you to pray without ceasing. Stay in constant communication with Him. And then verse 18 says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And the King James Version says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So people ask, what is God's will? God wants you to always be thankful, to rejoice, to pray without ceasing, and to give thanks in everything. Because if a situation comes to your door and you're murmuring and complaining and griping, that's just giving the enemy foothold. And the Lord is saying, I want you to be thankful in all circumstances, to count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, because patience has to have her perfect work. So God, you're allowing this to come into my life to prune me. So God, I've got to thank you for it. I don't understand your plan all the time, but God, I know what your will for me is, and your will for me is to be and to in everything give thanks. And we don't give thanks for everything, but in everything. Amen. I mean, Somebody's not going to say, Lord, I thank you for this cancer. But God, I thank you that you've allowed it to come to my door, and I'm going to praise you regardless of what the doctor is saying. Deacon Nathan got a report today. So we're praying and believing God and praying in agreement with him. But God, I thank you that you've allowed this issue with my hip, that you're going to work it out. I'm going to thank you for it. I'm not going to start complaining and saying, why me, Lord? Because that's what our flesh wants us to do. When trouble comes to our door, we want to say, why, Lord? And God is saying, I want you to say thank you. That regardless of what you're going through, regardless of the report that you've just been giving, I want you to give thanks because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God does not want us, and it's normal for our flesh to react. It's normal for us to get afraid. I get afraid going to the dentist. Amen? But I go in there, and I'll start quoting scriptures. It's like, I don't want to see no needle. I don't want to see nothing that you're doing. And when I took the plane this past summer, it was like perfect love cast out fear. I think I said that scripture so much. Amen. Because God, I'm going to still give you praise. I'm going to still know that you're sovereign, even in the midst of my uncertainty. Because we don't know the outcome. But the Lord says, don't worry. He says, give us this day. Give us this day our daily bread. God, give me the grace that I need for this day. Not for next month, not for next week, not even tomorrow. God, give me the grace that I need for this day. Help me to stop looking so far ahead that I miss the blessings of this day. Amen. And the provision of God for this day. Because we'll get so consumed with whatever we're facing in our life. Amen. That we'll forget to give God thanks. And then we're worried about what's going to happen after this. What's going to happen 6 months from now? What's going to happen in the year 2019? We're still right here in 2018. God says, give thanks for what you have right now. Give me the grace that I need right now, Lord, instead of always trying to look so far ahead. I know the world says you got to plan for your retirement. But you know what, God? I want to make sure that my life and my soul is right with you first. Because I can have all the money saved for retirement, but if my soul is not right with God, it amounts to nothing. I want my soul to be right. I want to know where my final destination is. Amen. So the Lord is saying, in everything, give thanks. And it's not easy when you're going through, but because we know who God is, and the Word of God says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, that's what enables us to give thanks. When those trials come and it's like, Lord, we don't understand, but God, I thank you. Because in the midst of this, it says, all things work together for the good to them that love God and who are the called according to his purpose. And we have been called to the purpose of God today. We love the Lord today. So God, whatever it is that you've allowed to come into my life, I'm going to count it all joy. I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to thank you for it. And I'm going to keep praising you. And I'm going to praise my way all the way through it because we know that God is sovereign. God is sovereign. And that's the final word. And we can pray, but God, we want your will to be done. And God, however you need to accomplish it, that's what we desire. Even if it causes us to be uncomfortable. Because it says these are momentary afflictions. It can't amount to the glory that awaits us. You may stand to your feet. Rejoice always in the Lord. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. When you're walking down the street, when you're driving in your car, when you're standing at home washing dishes, whatever the activity that you're involved in, stay in continual communion with God. Because we say we want to hear from him. We say, Lord God, impart into us, and yet we can't be still enough to receive. Or we will be hustling and bustling about and we miss the hand of God. And that was the beauty of yesterday. It was like, Lord, giving us that opportunity to be in an environment that you didn't have to worry about any curse words flying. You didn't have to see anybody drinking beer, any kind of negative or smoking or any of that. It was like just the presence of God that was in that place. And I mean, we need to take advantage of that. Because that's when we go, and it's when we go into that type of environment that we're refreshed, that we're re-strengthened, so that we can go back out and claim the world for Christ. Father, we thank you for your word today, Lord God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. And Father God, we ask forgiveness for the times that we have murmured and complained, oh God. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, beginning this day, Father, God, we will be thankful for everything, oh God. We will give thanks for everything, Father, because this is your will for us in Christ Jesus. And Father, we want to be obedient, not only in word, but in deed. We want to not only be hearers of your word, but we want to be doers of your word, oh God. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak over your people today, strength and determination, renewed vision, in the name of Jesus, that they will not turn back, oh God, but that they will continue to press forward into you, Father, that we will go out and be ambassadors for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we will testify of your goodness, Father, that even when people see us going through our situations, they will still hear a praise proceeding out of our mouth, oh God, and that our video, Father, will match up with the audio that we're speaking, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you in advance for what you've already got in store for us the rest of this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you sit on the throne, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that your eyes go to and fro throughout the earth, oh God, and nothing is hid from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this word today, oh God, and we pray that it takes root in our spirits, Father, that we may produce much fruit for your kingdom, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, Brother Brian.